In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. On Monday, I usually take the Sunday readings, and we're going to go over them. It's from Joshua 24, and the Word of God says, "Joshua gathered together all the tribes of Israel at Shechem." Shechem was the place where they renewed the covenant. What was the covenant? That God led Israel out of Egypt, opened the sea, and fed them with manna. Oh yes, Shechem is the place where they renewed the covenant, summoning elders and leaders and their judges and their officers. And when they stood in ranks before God, Joshua addressed all the people, "If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve." Ah, there's a decision that has to be made today. "The gods of our fathers served beyond the river are the gods of the Amorites in whose country you are now dwelling. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." So he's got them at Shechem. They're about to enter the Holy Land. Who are you going to serve? Make decisions. You're going to serve the gods of the Amorites, or are you going to serve the God of Israel? But the people answered, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord for the service of other gods. For it was the Lord our God who brought us out of our land of Egypt, out of slavery. He performed those great miracles before our very eyes and protected us along the entire journey and among the peoples through whom we passed. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is God." I'm going to tell you, they made this decision to serve the Lord, the people. But when they entered the land and they saw the agricultural gods of Baal and Asherah, they denied the Lord, or they gave up the Lord for Baal and Asherah. And so their decision was not very firm. What about your decision to follow the Lord? What about my decision to follow the Lord? Is it firm? When do we make a covenant renewal? Especially at Easter time, when we renounce Satan and give our lives to Jesus. But every Sunday we make a covenant renewal when we pray the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed, and we seal the renewal with the Blessed Sacrament, with the Eucharist, the reception of the Eucharist. You see, who are you going to follow today? That's a very important question. Are you going to follow the stock market that's dying? Are you going to follow Jesus who is living? Are you going to follow your worries and your fears? Are you going to follow, what are you going to follow today? Who are you going to follow today? Oh, Joshua said, "As for me and my family, we're going to follow the Lord." Follow the Lord. I tell you, the saints from the time of the New Testament followed the Lord, gave their life to Jesus. Most of them, the apostles, died as martyrs. As for me and my household, we're going to follow the Lord. The covenant renewal was done at a place called Shechem. Yes. And we see Joshua summons all the leaders of Israel, and he asked them to make a decision. Who are you going to follow? I'm asking you today. Who are you going to follow? You say Jesus, but you know, do you live it out? Or do you just say Jesus? Do you live it out? I'm not saying perfectly. No one lives it out perfectly. But do you live it out? Do you live it out? That's the question. That's the question. If you don't live it out, you're not following Jesus. You can say, "I'm following Jesus," but if you don't live it out, you're not following Jesus. Oh yes, we're called to live out the Christian life. We're called to work in the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we're called to do what God calls us to do in the power of the Holy Spirit. Who are you going to follow today? You're going to follow your bank account. You're going to follow your fears. You're going to follow your worries. Who are you going to follow today? As for me and my household, I'm going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I have no one else but Jesus. I tell you, what was Joshua telling the people? Make a decision. It's time to decide. Now we look at John 6, 60 to 69. Many of Jesus' disciples who listened to him said, "This saying is hard." What saying? "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." Who can accept it? Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, just like the Old Testament, the people murmured in the desert, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, are spirit and life. And there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the start the ones who would not believe and the ones who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by my Father." Oh, yes. Listen to the next line. "As a result of this, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied Jesus." I want you to know that a disciple was someone who left their mother, father, home, lands, and possessions to follow Jesus. But now they leave Jesus. They leave Jesus. These were people that were gung-ho on Jesus until he says, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." Then Jesus says to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" And Simon Peter is bankrupt, and he answers, "Master, to whom shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life, and we have come to believe, and we are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus looked at the 12. "Are you leaving too? Are you leaving too? Are you going to trust me? Trust me with these words," because he knew what he was going to do at the Last Supper. "Trust me with these words, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." I tell you that when it says that the disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied Jesus, that is John 6, verse 66, whatever that means. Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life." Do you know that today? That Jesus is eternal life. What is eternal life? This is eternal life, to believe in the Father and Jesus Christ, whom the Father sent. And no one comes to Jesus unless it is granted by the Father. If you are in relationship with Jesus today, it has been granted by the Heavenly Father. Do you understand that? You see, you can't have the Son without the Father, and you can't have the Father without the Son. Then I'm going to look at the second reading, which a lot of people did not read the whole reading. But I'm going to read the whole reading. "Be subordinate to one another out of reverence for Jesus Christ. Wives should be subordinate to their husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of his wife, just as Christ is head of the church. They are called to make decisions together, but the final word rests in the man. Why? Because Christ is the head of the church, and he himself is the Savior of the body. As the church is subordinate to Christ, so wives should be subordinate to their husbands in everything." But listen to the next line. "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and handed himself over for her to sanctify her, cleansing her by the bath of water and the word." Husbands, If you want your wife to submit to you, you have to be willing to give over your life to her, and that you live for her, and you live even if you have to die for her. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave his life for the church. We are called as husbands to love our wives the way that Jesus loved the church, even unto death. You can submit to someone that's going to die for you, because he has your best intentions. That doesn't mean you don't both talk about things. No, you both talk about things. It's important to talk about things. But the final decision rests with the man. But man, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave his life for it. You are to love your wife even unto death. That's the story. Then we had the responsorial psalm. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I tell you, the Bible does not say think and wonder. It says taste and see, which is experiential knowledge. A taste and see. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. His praise shall ever be in my mouth. Glory to God. My soul shall glory in the Lord. Glory to God. And the lowly will hear me and be glad. The Lord has eyes for the just. We are justified through the blood of Jesus. And ears for their cry. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of the evildoers from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. Are you brokenhearted today? The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Do you believe it? And those who are crushed in spirit he saves. Are you crushed in spirit today? Have you got a broken heart? The Lord is close to you today. You say, I don't feel it. But it's true anyway. God is close to you today. He knows why your heart has been broken. He knows these things, and he is close to the brokenhearted. Many of the troubles are of the just, but out of them all the Lord delivers them. He watches over the bones of the just. Not one of them shall be broken. They take that as a promise, that not one of the bones of those who have been justified through the blood of Jesus will be broken. None. No bones broken. None. By the grace of God. How do I know that? Because the Bible tells that. And you know, we have to believe that and accept that. How many times have I fallen and I've been saved from anything that was broken? Anything that broke. Thank you, God. Because the Lord says he watches over the bones of the just one, and not one of them shall be broken. I believe that. I believe that. I've lived that. I've fallen so many times, and you know, I've not broken any bone. By the grace of God, it's all by the grace of God. It has nothing to do with me and everything to do with Jesus. So what can we learn from what I've just said? That it's time to make decisions. Decisions for or against the Lord. Decisions to follow Jesus to the end, not only at the beginning. At the beginning, it's very easy to follow Jesus, but we need to follow him to Calvary and to the empty tomb. We need to follow him until death, and until death gives way to life eternal in heaven. We're looking at the 14th chapter of Luke. And when one of them that sat at table with Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said Jesus unto him, A certain man made a great supper, and he invited many. He sent his servant at supper time to say to them that they were bidden come, for all things are now ready. So the servant goes out to gather the people to come to supper. And they all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, I bought myself a piece of land, and I must go and see it. I pray thee to excuse me. No excuses. You're either going to go to the banquet or you're not going to go to the banquet. No excuses. Another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen and I have to prove them. Pray that you excuse me. No excuses. No excuses. And another said, I've married a wife and therefore I cannot come. So the servant came back and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house became very angry and said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets, into the lanes of the city, and bring in the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as you have commanded, and yet there is still room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and into the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Jesus is relating to many of the Jewish people that have rejected him, but not only to the Jewish people. How many people that were baptized have not given their life to Jesus? How many baptized people that don't know Jesus from Mickey Mouse? As a matter of fact, they know Mickey Mouse even better because they take their kids on a pilgrimage to Disney World. I'm telling you, it's time for us to make decisions. And when God invites us to do something, you know what we say? I'm dropping everything. Here I am. I come to do your will. I cannot afford not to drop everything. I cannot afford not to drop everything. It is very important that when God calls us to do something, we drop everything and we follow Jesus in this area. We have gone to many places and been laughed at. We used to go to Medway. And how many people that God invited me to Medway, how many people came to know Jesus in Medway because I followed him to Medway? How many people came to know Jesus at the window in Milton, the hospital? Well, why? Because the Lord gave us instructions to go, Father Martin and I, and people came and came to know Jesus. As a matter of fact, that's why we went. You see, when God is doing something, I want to be there. He invites me to be there with him, to always let the people know that the answer is Jesus and that we have to decide for him. You see, when I went to Medway, people were looking at the spinning sun. I didn't want them looking at the spinning sun. I preached, you got to look at the Son of God, not at the spinning sun. It's all about Jesus. God is doing something in Medway all about Jesus. But they need the shepherd to tell the people that it's all about Jesus. You see, who will do that? Well, people have called me crazy. They said, what other adventure is Tom into? I'm into what God is into. When God does something, I want to be there. Why? Because you see the action of the Holy Spirit when God is doing something. I want to be there. Do I do it perfectly? No. Gosh, no. Hardly perfectly. But you know what? We show up. We show up at these places. We show up at these places. I've been calling people to go to the abortion mills and pray the rosary. I've been calling people to do that. Why don't you go, Father Tom? I get too emotional. I get too emotional, and I can't go. I've gone, and then I raise my voice, and I'm not good for anybody. So the Lord says, you know, a bruised reed he shall not break, a smoldering wick he shall not quench, and he shall not raise his voice. So the Lord doesn't want me there. But I pray that people will go to 1055 Commonwealth Avenue and show up and pray that women would keep their children and that they would not live under the scourge of abortion. I want to do what Jesus calls me to do. Have I been perfect in doing it? As I said, no, not perfect. but as a result of it, people have come to know the Lord. That's my vocation, to bring people to know Jesus, not to know about him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. We're going to the 25th verse of chapter 14. And there went a great multitude with Jesus. And he turned and said to them, If any man comes after me, he must hate his father and mother and his wife and his children and his brethren and his sisters, yes, even his own life, if he wants to be my disciple. What does that mean? That you've got to hate everybody? No. But that you've got to love God and love Jesus more than you love anybody in your family. That's the kind of word that he means. Doesn't mean that I'm going to hate my uncle, I hate him. That's not what it means. That the love for God would be so great that it's the first love that we have, and that every other love that we have is shadowed as compared to the love of God. Do you love God today? Do you love Jesus today? Have you given him your life today? And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. The cross is rejection. People will reject us. We have a woman coming to our services now. She says, why aren't more people here? I found Jesus here. Because you know what? People do not want to hear about Jesus and giving their life to him. They don't want to hear that. But we have people that come that are Christians who give their life to Jesus. Wonderful. But the lady is still bewildered. Why is it that people don't come here? I found Jesus here. I'll tell you. She found Jesus here because he's there. He's there. Last night they were praising God. We were praising God for 2 hours. This morning we had the Blessed Sacrament. We had the Eucharist. And then we exposed the Blessed Sacrament. Something is always going on at Holy Rosary. Even when nothing is going on, the church is open for people to come in and pray. I've seen it happen. They sneak in and they sneak out. Maybe they don't even come to Mass, but at least they come and make a visit to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is present as Eucharist. I have heard people say to me, I go to these churches and they're all locked. Why do we lock the church? Because we want to protect our oriental rugs. I tell you, the oriental rugs mean nothing. We need to bring people to Jesus and Jesus to people. We need that people would come before the Blessed Sacrament and give their life to Jesus. That's what we need. That's what we need. That's what we need. It's important that our churches are open. It's important. If I did anything at Sacred Heart in North Quincy when I was ordained, I got the church opened. And people still come into that little chapel, that it's open for people to worship the Lord and to be silent before him and to love him. I want to tell you that we are $15,000 short for July. That's a lot of money. $15,000 short for July. I really need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. This is the slowest that we've ever been. $15,000 short. That includes the tithes that we pay out. We need to hear from you. You can go on to the internet, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net, and leave a donation. All right, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Or www.inseason.net, and leave a donation online. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Yes, let it be done unto me according to your word. You see, Mary made decisions to follow the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. And at that, the Son of God leapt within her womb. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That really means pitched his tent among us, just like the tent of meeting in the Old Testament. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. It's time to make decisions to follow Jesus in good times and in bad, in health and in sickness. It's time to make decisions. Who do you follow? Who do you give your life to? It's time to make decisions for Jesus Christ each day anew. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.